Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everybody. You've got Greg Peterson, team manager here in sunny Southern California, and I have our lovely host of today is Belinda Casper. Are you there, Belinda?
I am here. Hello, Greg. Excited for week two for July. It's an exciting educational week of a lot of good actions we're going to help people learn how to take.
I know. I'm really excited for this week because on the first week we went through and we discussed a lot of the basic items, creating that foundation that really helps build up to where you can start to get out there and start sharing the Beamer, because that's all what we want to do when we are so excited and energized after learning about Beamer. We want to run to the top of that hill and we want to scream out at the top of our lungs and be able to share the Beamer, but we want to be able to do it in an organized and constructive manner so that we don't scare people off. So let's first review the homework that we had from last week. And that was first getting signed on to our private Facebook page. And these are all separate words, Quick Start IBD Support Group. And when you go in there, then you need to answer the two questions, which are, what is your IBD number and have you been to an academy or not? This is for your protection and for ours, because we do get people that are just kind of skimming through and look for things like that, and they just try to get involved in things that they have no business being involved in. So we want to make sure that we protect you and we protect us and that we are able to provide the proper content. And within that private Facebook page, we have a file section. And we have several different files within that section to help you as far as creating a prospect list. And so ways to stimulate your brain on who can I think about sharing the Beamer with. Also, we wanted you to go into your Beamer back office, and we wanted you to review your e-learning and look that up and get started on that, as well as just start to page through and do some happy clicking and go through your distributor library. Then we also wanted you to look up and see how to sign up for an academy. And believe it or not, they have instruction videos in your distributor library on how to exactly do that. But last but not least, by any means, is searching for your upline in your back office. So the person that signed you up, it is their responsibility to help you, guide you through all of this. And if they haven't been through the Quick Start program, allow you to now become the instructor and help them along so that that way you can learn together. And trust me, you will learn much faster and you will become a much better distributor overall by doing that. So we reviewed week one, got you started into the Facebook page as far as the Quick Start IBD support group. And now we want to find an accountability partner. Now, this can be the individual that signed you up. It could be another distributor maybe that you discover and you become friends with on the Facebook page. That would be a good accountability partner. But check with your mentor. Check with your upline. Find out others who are wanting to be engaged. And then you can do that. And by doing so, it really helps on allowing us to stay focused whether it's talking to them once a week or a couple times a week, but, you know, setting small little goals, just moving forward, not backwards, and you will definitely accelerate much faster than a lot of other people. Another thing then is to listen to our other Blog Talk recordings. We have these here, but how do you get to a Blog Talk recording? Well, you go to blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS. Now, let me spell that out for you, okay? blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS. And by doing so, you can go in there and you can listen to all the pre-recordings of Blog Talks from our Quick Start Mondays. We have our Testimonial Tuesdays. We have got Lisa Diamond and Ian Robb on Wednesdays doing whatever Wednesdays. They've had push-up challenges. They've got other challenges going on. They're bringing on ambassadors, and you can hear from them. And then on Thursdays is our equine, and you do not want to miss those. The equine recordings and the live shows are absolutely amazing and worth their weight in gold in the information that they're sharing, so that you can actually get a heads up or a hoof up, you could say, on how to share the Beamer properly with the equine world. Now that we've already been able to put our stories together, we've got our prospect lists going, but how do we organize this? How do we discuss it with someone that we meet? So with that, I want to turn that over to Belinda.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. You know, Beamer has so many amazing tools that are available to all of us. And, you know, we always talk about systems, and people are not duplicatable, but systems are duplicatable. So Beamer, the regional directors and national directors have established a 283 system that makes it really easy for you to know how to share the Beamer. So I'm going to start with the two. Think about the two is your elevator introduction. It's like the appetizer to the meal. You don't want to give all the information, but you do want to be able to provide an introduction of what Beamer is in a really small snippet of information that just gets people interested in your back office. In your distributor library, in the sales and marketing tab, there is a 2-minute What is Beamer? It's a pre-recorded presentation. You have the ability to download that and share it. You also have the ability to share it from the Vimeo folder that it's in, and you can get that link and then just share that. So you can actually tell somebody, do you have 2 minutes to learn about an amazing technology? So that tells a bit of that story of what is Beamer, and it doesn't tell the whole story. It just talks about the opportunity for someone to want to learn more. The other thing that I find really successful in getting people interested, even the people in the medical field, that is to share the 2-minute video that is the Beamer before and after that is in YouTube. It gets a lot of people interested in the Beamer because they're able to see the improvement of blood flow in the microcirculation over an 8-minute window of time of one Beamer session. And, you know, I teach academies, and it's invariably when people come in and give their testimonials and how they got interested in the Beamer, and a lot of the medical people, they say, when I saw that 2-minute video, I knew I had to get involved with Beamer. It is very powerful. So let me make sure you know what to be saying when you're looking at that 2-minute video. It's called Beamer Before and After. It's just a short 2-minute. It shows the arterioles on the left. The venule is on the right. You can see one red blood cell flow at a time.
And at that initial view, you see how sluggish it is. And then you get a two-minute video view and then a six-minute video view when you're seeing the actual white blood cells really forming and rolling the way we want to. That's one of the impacts the Beamer has. It helps. It doesn't give you more white blood cells, but it helps the white blood cells we have to be more effective. And then you see that eight-minute session after the eight-minute session, which is really powerful, and then they do a head-to-head comparison. It's 2 minutes, and it is probably the most powerful example that you're able to do. So, Greg, we're talking the 2A3 system, so why don't you talk about the eight-minute part of things?
I would love to. Well, we've got a couple great ways to share the eight-minute story. And one thing also, folks, is make sure remember that you are the messenger, but not the message. It is just our job to direct the information to the people and let all the professionally put together material be introduced to the individuals you're sharing Beamer with. Don't be the message. Just be the messenger. We're showing you where to find all the messages. So with the 8 minute story, the first one that you can use is life.beamergroup.com/8-minute-story. So it's life.beamergroup.com/8-minute-story. And so when you do that, I believe it's almost actually 9 minutes long. However, what the 8 minutes is representing is an 8 minute session on the Beamer, which we do every morning and every evening. And remember that an 8 minute session lasts for 12 to 18 hours, depending on the health status of the individual. Next up is we have live presentations on Tuesday evenings, and these are now at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as well as 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And you will have two different presentations by different people. We're splitting it up where on the East Coast they're able to do it with some of their individuals, and here on the West Coast we're taking turns on providing this as well. And so to go to that, you go to beamermeetings.com. So that's plural. So BEMERMEETINGS.com. Another way to find this is by going into your distributor library, go under your national calendar and click on that, and that will have a listing of all the presentations that are occurring that week. And when you do that, all you do is place your cursor over the area that you're interested in, and a pop-up window will show up giving you the details on what time, location possibly, the links on how to get into it. And sometimes the link itself will direct you into the actual program to get you started into it. So all this information is right at our fingertips. We also have a bunch of different replays that you can listen to. And so make sure that you're checking your back office for your emails. And every Monday, our national directors, Chris and George Veronis, they kick out a weekly email of all the events that are occurring. And then also the regional directors are doing the same. However, this is something that I learned, is that if you are forwarding your emails from your back office to a secondary email, which is perfectly fine to allow you to view them better, even though you've watched them on your secondary email, within your back office, it will still show as unread. And when you reach a certain limit within your back office of those emails, you will no longer be able to receive any further emails into your Beamer email. So what you want to do is go in periodically into your back office, your Beamer back office, and go through your emails and then get them cleared out and bring everything up to speed. So that's very important because there might be some notification emails that you may want to see. It could be something as serious as it's time for one of your downline, your distributors on your team to renew their distributorship, and now you accidentally have overlooked that to be able to possibly remind them. So make sure you do that. That's very important. All right. Then on our Saturdays, we have different presentations going on. We have customer Saturdays to help with the existing customers that we have sold Beamers to. And then you can share these links with them to help educate them and keep them in the know on how to use their Beamer most efficiently and effectively to get the most out of their Beamer. And remember that when we do this and we take care of our distributor or our customers, that the average return on that is 3 to 5 additional referrals from that individual. So we always want to take care of our people no matter what. So then after that is getting people on a session and being able to get them onto an 8-minute session. So not only can you share the information, but then the 8-minute could also refer to being able to get them on a session, and then at the same time you could have a little iPad or something. They could watch the 8-minute story while they're relaxing there, enjoying their first Beamer session. So these are all little different tricks of the trade. And with that, that's the 8 out of the 283. And so I'm going to turn over the 3 back to Belinda.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. The one thing I did want to say is there's also 2 equine calls that are taking place, and one of them is this Wednesday. So the 2nd and 4th Wednesday, there are equine calls at 8:30 Eastern Time. They're also BeamerMeeting.com. The 2nd Tuesday is focused on the equine product, and the 4th is focused on the equine business. But since we have such a growing equine community, I wanted to make sure people knew that we had regular calls. But, you know, we say all this stuff on Blog Talk. Everybody should really be checking out their national calendar on a regular basis, because this is the week that that Dr. Burka is also doing his presentations. He does them once a month. Tonight is the Medical Monday, and that is only for doctors or healthcare professionals. That does require a registration. But Wednesday the 14th at 8 o'clock, he's doing a Wellness Wednesday, and everybody needs to go to their national calendar to be able to get the link. It does not go to BeamerMeetings.com. It requires a special link. So this is going to force all of our team members on our call today to go to the national calendar, go to Wednesday the 14th, and get that link from Dr. Burka. It's also in the feed, the news feed that we have from the 1st of the month. So just want to make sure people don't miss those really, really great calls that we have, more tools that we have for people to share their Beamer and to learn the value of it. So now let me get to three-way. The 3 of our 283 system is the three-way call. And the three-way call is an invaluable tool. And I have to tell you, all being completely honest, I really didn't embrace doing the three-way call initially. I was uncomfortable with it. And with that, I did not have great success. But as my world and Beamer community expanded, my opportunity to have more people that are willing and able to do three-way calls, that expansion has made a huge difference. So let's talk about the three-way call is not a sales pitch. It is not a hard sale. It is not bringing in the closer to close things. In Beamer, we very much share, educate, we build relationships. So we don't have those typical salesy approaches to things, even though, you know, everybody, a lot of people are uncomfortable in the selling process. And when they say that they don't want to sell, I say, that's okay. We share and educate in the Beamer, and we give people the opportunity to buy. But we are all sellers. I mean, if we've ever been children or we've ever been wanting our spouse to do something for us or as a child wanting our parents to do something, we know how to sell. But let's get that disconnect that people have with a three-way call being a sales pitch. It's not. A three-way call is an opportunity to create trust and validation and credibility. You know, it often will address objections and training, and it also helps the person that you're working with recognize how easy it will be for them to do what you're doing. So a three-way call is not a time for you to talk. Basically, what you do in order to do a three-way call is you bring in a person that maybe has a testimonial that the person that you're talking to may relate to. It may be an opportunity for you to be able to talk about business. So you want to understand who you're working with to understand how you want to approach and who should be on that three-way call. But usually you're setting that three-way call up in advance. You're saying, hey, I have a demo that I'm doing at such and such time. Would you be available for me to call? A lot of times people will schedule a three-way call, but what people have often found is when you ask, can I schedule this three-way call or can I call somebody, most people are going to basically say no. But once you have that easy conversation with somebody and you're introducing this expert, remember, and this is, I think, Greg, you can probably relate to this, your family and your friends know you as who you have been in your life, but they may not understand that you absolutely understand what Beamer can do. Maybe you're new at Beamer. But if you have the ability to bring somebody in that could be your mentor, that could be somebody in your team, that could be anybody. But when you bring them in, you are building them up as the expert in this discussion. And so you do the introductions. You talk about possibly what you may know about the individual that you're sharing with, but then you are quiet. You allow the person you pulled into that three-way call to do the conversations and asking the questions. They may be able to ask questions you're not comfortable asking, or they may be able to find out some of the objections that somebody may have in a little easier tool. So if you're not using this three-way call tool, I encourage you to bring this into your Beamer process. You bring it into that system. And it also is something that you as a new distributor, which I know we talk to a lot of brand new distributors, you don't have to know everything. You bring in your mentor. You bring in somebody in your team. They are going to be able to take that pressure off you. So take advantage of that three-way call. And Greg, one of the most important things we know in having success in Beamer, that you want to touch on that for a bit?
Most definitely. And that really is so critically important for us to do. And the reason being is that people are putting you in the driver's seat and they will allow you to kind of guide them in the direction of additional information, knowledge, time frame, the whole bit. But it seems like 9 times out of 10, we put the client in the driver's seat. Now, how to alleviate that is ask permission. It's as simple as that. It all comes down to communication. And so by doing so, when you have shared something with somebody and you know that there's additional items to share, just ask the individual, hey, I'm going to be looking at some additional information tomorrow. If I come upon something that I think that you might find of interest, can I share it with you? And when they say yes, which they normally do, then you've got the green light. And that takes away the fear of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be bothering this individual. They're thinking I'm going to be hounding them. Oh my gosh, this is going to sound like one of those darn phone call, spam calls or whatever. And by having prior confirmation from the individual, that eliminates all of that. So remember also that the fortune, as they say, is in the follow-up. Why do I say that? Do you realize there's such a high percentage of individuals that don't even follow up? They make initial contact with somebody, and then they get busy, they get tied up, they do something, and then all of a sudden 2 days turns into 5 days, turns into a week, turns into a month, and then you feel bad about guilty now of even trying to contact this individual. Well, the system that we have set up here is allowed to, just by following our system, you'll have anywhere from 5 to 7 contacts with an individual. And do you know that 80% of all sales occur between the 5th and the 12th contact with somebody? So if you haven't even made the initial 5 contacts, which it's automatically built in to what we're sharing with you guys, you're really missing out. And the individual's missing out because now they're not being guided properly into something that could literally be able to change their lives. So we always want to make sure that we set that next course of action for us so that we're well guided to help move things through quickly with the individuals and make sure that those follow-ups, recommendations, you make them sooner than later. And then also when you're moving at work speed, which I've seen a lot of people do, make sure you include the individual that signed you up or your mentor or the individual that's your accountability partner. Have them by your side to help guide you so that you're doing the steps properly. And it takes very few experiences of this then to where you'll feel comfortable being able to do it on your own. But we all work as a team, pulling together, sharing ideas. That is what's going to make you a better distributor and to have a much better and positive outcome for the overall sharing of Beamer with a prospective client. So Belinda is the one that is the master of putting things together, organizing the whole bit. And this next area, which is tracking activity, I am turning it over to her.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. You know, a lot of us do not treat Beamer as a business, and they treat it more like a hobby. But if you were working at your business and you didn't keep track of anything you did, and you didn't write down anything you intended to do, how successful do you think you would be at your business? Well, it's important for you to recognize that in Beamer, it is a business, and it could be a part-time business for you, but it is still a business. And it's important for you to be able to make commitments and identify what you are planning to do, your goal to do, and then tracking that and writing down what your behaviors are going to be. So there's things called IPAs, income producing activities. Those activities are making phone calls, getting people on the Beamer, getting people to live meetings or webinars. You know, it is introducing people to the Beamer. It's doing the follow-up activities. What would be a non-income producing Beamer activity would be getting on the back office, watching some of the videos, your learning part of things. So think about your week. How much time are you spending on income producing activity? What type of goals are you establishing? Are you establishing clock goals or are you establishing action goals? So a clock goal means I'm going to spend 15 hours a week on Beamer. But you're not necessarily saying what your goal is. So what would be a more accurate way to have success is I'm going to put 2 people on the Beamer every week. I'm going to introduce 2 new people to the Beamer every week. I'm going to invite a minimum of 2 people to attend a live Beamer meeting or to attend the Beamer presentation online every single week. And I'm going to follow up with every one of them. And I'm going to keep adding two new people each week. And if I continue to take that action and the way George has created that and he's analyzed it, is if you do what I just said of two new people are introduced to the Beamer, two people on the Beamer, two people attending a presentation, and you're following up with every one of them, you should assume you will be able to sell one Beamer a month as you build. So if you think about that, that is good, what is called KPIs, key performance indicators. So these are goals that you need to establish that you're going to make a commitment. So regardless of how long it takes you to do those goals, you're not measuring it in time on a clock. You are measuring it in whether you met the goal or you didn't meet the goal. And so that's really important. And one of the best ways to get that discipline is through the Fast Track program. George is leading a Fast Track program. It's nice and easy. It's 4 weeks. It's a four-man team. This is the week they are forming those teams. You can get the link on how to sign up in Chris's Monday motivational call, email that comes out every Monday. So look for that if you want to sign up. This is the best way to create the discipline that you need to have success. And you also can look in our Facebook page and find tracking tools that we've posted in our Facebook page at the Quick Start IBD group in Facebook so that you can download some of that. One of the things that is in there is 50 faces. And that says that within a month, I'm introducing 50 new people to the Beamer, and you're writing down what you're doing with those people. So there's several really, really great tracking tools. And Greg, I know you're going to talk about the journey of a distributor here in a minute, but I want to just let people know we're going to have some time to answer some questions. So if you have a question, press 1, and we will get back to you after Greg talks about the journey of a distributor.
Well, I tell you what, Belinda, you read my mind. I was looking at the clock here and saw that. So make sure that if you have any questions, that they are related to the show itself so that we can keep the subject matter directed to what we are covering. So the journey of the distributor. Well, is everybody ready to go to that amusement park? Are you ready to get on that roller coaster? Well, remember those roller coasters? Have you been on one? How they kind of rickety-rackety, they go up the hill and you feel like you're having to work to get to the top of the hill, and then all of a sudden you reach the peak and the downhill starts and the excitement builds and you're screaming and hollering and having a good time. Then it kind of mellows out, and then you start to maybe go up a couple more hills and then back down again, and it gets exciting. Well, welcome to the Beamer roller coaster, because you're going to have your ups and downs. But just remember that this is all a part of it, and we all go through this. And so how do we work our way through the ups and the downs? Number one is to remember your why, your W-H-Y. And why is that? Because you got into Beamer, and you want to share the Beamer for a certain reason. How it touched your life, how you saw it touch someone else's life. And it could be the financial gain also, which is absolutely wonderful, but that comes naturally just by sharing the Beamer with individuals. So never forget your why. In fact, it's so important to write it down and always review it, because it's so easy to get caught up in our day-to-day lives and we forget about what really brought us in. And it causes us to lose track. And the last thing we want to do is derail that roller coaster and go off the edge. And we've seen people do that. And we don't want that to happen with you. So remember, when you're on your up, you've introduced that Beamer to somebody and they're really excited about the information. And then you hit a down part. They're like, yeah, but I just don't have the finances or whatever to make it. But then you find out from your mentor, and as we're going to go through in further episodes here, that we have financing available and different things, and the person is back on as far as, wow, that's a great option, or that lease-to-own option sounds wonderful. Now you're back on a high. And then they get done with their lease program, and maybe they decide, well, maybe it's not for me. Oh, now we're starting on the downhill slope again. But you get a three-way phone call going, and the individual is able to maybe bring up some information to them to help get them back on track again, and now you're back up on your excitement level. So just follow the steps here. These are all designed over thousands and thousands of episodes of individuals going through this, and this is why we put it all together. So as Belinda would say, look at your northern lights, and that is your why. And have that in your heart. Truly hold it in your heart of why you are sharing Beamer with people and how you can change their lives. And when they see that it is coming from your heart and not from your pocketbook, then their trust will be built within you, and the positivity and the ability of sharing will increase exponentially. So we do have some time for some questions. Belinda, do you see anybody there that you'd like to call upon?
Yes, I do. We have area code 910-528. 910-528. You are now live on Blog Talk. Let us know what your question is.
Hi, this is Jane from Lexington. Thank you all so very much.
Hi, Jane.
I love the three-way. Hi. Hi, how are you? I love this three-way call. However, what keeps me from doing it darn near every time is, and what I've never really heard the details, how to exactly set it up. We may have a meeting with a good potential, and we want to make that three-way call, right? Well, first of all, it's hard to narrow down a time for the person you want to call. Tell me how to set it up, the details of how to set up a three-way call with, say, your mentor or someone upline.
You bet, Jane. We can do that really quick. So here's one thing I learned, and then Belinda maybe they can also help out with it. And here was the big turning point for me, because I was in the very same position as you were, Jane, actually up until about less than a year ago. And so what I do is I try to contact a couple of my mentors before I know that I'm going to be meeting with a client, or if I'm going to be on the phone with a client, and just ask them, are you guys going to be available? I'm going to be on the phone with this individual, and go from there. Now, here's how you set up the three-way phone call. When you're talking to the individual, ask them, do you have any questions? Or if they say, just through the conversation, well, you know, I was curious about this, just play dumb and just go, you know what, that is a great question. Let me get such and such on the phone so that way we can both learn together. Before the client says no or anything like that, you get the you start doing the merging of the calls. You contact the individual, get the calls merged, bring them on. Hey, Joe, I want you to meet Mary. Mary is a phenomenal source of information, and I know that she will be able to answer this question much better than I can, and honestly, I want to learn from her as well. Boom. Now she will be able to share and answer the question, and we'll be able to incorporate her personal testimonial into the conversation, and just in general conversation, maybe say, so, you know, what invited you to Beamer? What interests you about Beamer? And then a general conversation starts, and they're able to answer even more questions. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I think what really was key to me is getting the mentor, the person available, and you, I never thought of calling more than one to see if you'd
be
available Wednesday 12 to 2 or so. Yeah, so that's a great idea, and thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Belinda, do you have anything to add to that one?
I would just say that sometimes I tie who I'm having the three-way call based on the person that I'm working with that may be pertinent to them, an athlete to an athlete, a similar condition that they may be dealing with. So sometimes I have the person chosen based on that. And you do kind of have a window of time, and you say, I need to see if you're available during this window of time. So, yeah, I think that's perfect. Great advice. And we do have one more person who has raised their hand. Others may. We still have about six more minutes left in our call, or five more minutes. But we have area code 480-819, area code 480-819. For some reason, I'm clicking. There we go. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. So my question is, in that back office, we have, as you've all said, and as I've witnessed, beautiful marketing materials. I want to know the easiest way to share those links and dig them out. Should I mail them from my back office? Should I download them? I'm not very savvy with all that.
Yeah, no. People are not able to get into your back office. So I typically launch the link, and so it's usually going to send you to a Vimeo location. So I launch the link, and then I highlight that link and copy it, and I embed that copy into an email. Now, there are people who are much more savvy than me, and some people will choose a text. So when I want to do a text, I would just I would email myself, copy it, and I do it in my phone. So you cannot send anybody to your back office for them to get access to it. So basically, you kind of have to go out of your back office to get the link. Now, for a lot of other things, they are downloadable documents. And so for some of the flyers and other things, you're actually downloading them, saving them on your own desktop, and then you're sending the document in that manner. But you definitely need to move outside of the back office for the sharing part of things.
Oh, okay, just to be clear. So, yeah, I've managed to get the brochures, edit them, put my personal information on them, and email them out. But do I have to do anything special to embed it into an email, the link, once I copy it, or can I just copy and paste it into the email, the link?
You can copy and paste the email into the link once you're outside of your back office.
Got it. Thank you so much. This has been
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. Some people make it fancy and they change the name, but you don't have to do that. As long as you're outside of the back office and you highlight that and bring that into your email, you should be fine.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You know that. Yeah, that's awesome. So that's another thing that reminds me, Belinda, is the what we forgot to bring up in the 8 minute is the I decide. I totally forgot about it. And folks, this is something you want to take a note on. It's the letter I and then decide. Make sure you get with your mentor. And then I know I believe they had a special where if you go to an academy for the first time, you have 1 week after that academy to sign up for I decide. It's a one-time payment for life. And the I decide is an interactive program that you can specifically send to people. So let's say if I was to send it to Belinda, I would enter her name into it, and it automatically embeds her name into different parts of it. And it, by saying interactive, it asks the person like every 20 seconds or so, what would you like to look at? Would you like to look at A or B or A, B, C, and D? Click on what you find interest in. And it guides you through the science and the usage and different things like that to introduce Beamer to people. And it's worth its weight in gold. And now we also have the app for our phone, which is also worth its weight in gold. So my apologies to Rick Roundtree, who has worked diligently on putting this program of I Decide together. But make sure you look into that. And we are coming up on the end here. And Belinda, do you want to give our final quote?
Sure. Just make sure that you realize that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So don't freeze. Keep moving forward. And Greg, you want to tell everybody what their homework is.
Yeah, make me look like the bad guy, right? Okay.
Sorry.
Here you go, folks. Here's your homework. Try to reach out to 10 different people and introduce them using the 2-8-3 process with the intention to practice, okay, just practice. And through the practicing, you'd be surprised how many people have actually sold Beamers. So get out there, have fun, and we'll see you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.